Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. . 2024 was another transformative year for the supply chain industry. With evolving global markets and shifting demands, supply chains are honing in on economic resilience, sustainable practices, and tech-driven efficiency. Today, we'll explore how companies are harnessing AI, diversifying suppliers, and employing cost-effective strategies to navigate economic pressures and stay competitive. Joining us today is Jason Shanker, President of Prestige Economics and Chairman of the Futurist Institute. He'll be sharing his insights on the opportunities ahead and key warning signs to watch out for in the future of supply chains. Thanks for being here, Jason. What do you see so far as opportunities for supply chains moving forward?
I think some of the biggest opportunities in supply chain in the next few years will have a lot to do with the decoupling supply chains between the United States and China. Those countries that are either aligned with the United States geopolitically, militarily, think of NATO countries, other military allies, there's going to be lots of opportunities to increase trade there. Additionally, non-aligned countries that are neither aligned with China and its allies, Russia, North Korea, Iran, Venezuela, the countries not aligned with that group and also not aligned with the U.S. and its allies also present big opportunities. In this case, I think of countries like India, the UAE, Mexico, Brazil. So there are a number of economies where you can see big opportunities. For the United States, I think we're also going to see lots of opportunity for economic integration across the Americas and the unwinding of this supply chain from China is likely to result in manufacturing becoming near-shored to parts of North America and South America, and also being brought back to the United States. So I think there's going to be a lot of opportunities in a lot of places where you can replace the manufacturing that previously was done in China.
With supply chains reshuffling globally and made in America rising, how do you see 2025 shaking out from an economic standpoint?
Looking ahead to 2025, we're likely to see inflation rates continue to ease on trend, and we're also likely to see additional interest rate cuts from the U.S. Federal Reserve, as well as from other central banks around the world. At times, it may seem like it's some kind of fire sale on high interest rates. All high interest rates must go. Everything must be cut. And it's going to seem like many central banks are trying to rush their interest rates lower, because inflation may slow more than some people are anticipating. For material handling, supply chain, and manufacturing, interest rates falling is a good thing. It's likely to encourage business investment, business activity, and we're likely to see a lot of increased activity on the back of that, especially in the second half of 2025 leading into 2026. There's probably some bigger upside as interest rates fall more severely throughout the year.
Interesting. What indicators should businesses watch for 2025 when it comes to managing risk?
The biggest risk to material handling and supply chain businesses in 2025 is probably tied to geopolitical risk and the uncertainties around the decoupling of U.S. and Chinese supply chains. This is likely to be accelerated as we see tensions continue to grow between the U.S. and its allies and China and Russia and their allies on the other side. These tensions do not seem likely to ease. That could present upside costs. It could present delays in shipments. It could result in all kinds of challenges and problems. And that's not even including if a conflict were to become kinetic. So even if the status quo remains, tensions are likely to rise and supply chain challenges are likely to grow. Whenever you establish greenfield facilities, there are challenges to doing so. But the geopolitical tensions and what seems to be a growing inevitability of a conflict between the U.S. and China and their respective allies over Taiwan really is providing a significant incentive for investors, manufacturers, executives, individuals to rethink where they're putting their time, where they're sending their people, what supply chain exposures they have. And so regardless of what challenges may exist in greenfield operations in new countries, there is going to be a significant incentive and many incentives from different directions to rework supply chains to try to pull exposures away from China. That will be the dominant concern, not what issues might there be going to a new country.
Well, with ongoing labor shortages in the supply chain, how can companies address them, especially for physically demanding roles in supply chain and logistics?
The labor market remains very challenging when you're trying to hire for physically demanding in-person roles. 2025 is likely to remain a time period when it is difficult and costly to hire people to fill those kinds of roles. And that, of course, includes people who would be working in supply chain or material handling, logistics, and transport. These are physically demanding in-person roles. The people for those roles are quite scarce. It's quite expensive. And depending on what we would see on the immigration side, it could become even more costly and an even tighter labor market. Although there are some hopes for bipartisan immigration reform and increased paths to legal immigration into the United States that would allow for greater recruiting of roles through structured legal pathways paired with increased border security. But it will remain to be seen. One thing that seems likely is unless there's a lot more people added to the labor market who could take these jobs, there may remain a lot more open jobs in these spaces, like logistics, transport, material handling, and supply chain, than there are people who could take them.
Sustainability continues to play an important role in supply chains. How can companies meet growing sustainability demands from investors, agencies, and the public in 2025?
Sustainability is going to remain an important priority regardless of political control in the United States. There are many different stakeholders that will continue to exert pressures on companies to make concerted efforts towards calculating, reporting, and improving on some of their sustainability metrics. Key stakeholders like institutional investors, rating agencies, activist investors, lenders, and of course also the general public.
When it comes to taxes, how can supply chain companies prepare for potential tax changes as well as tariffs?
Most companies in material handling and supply chain and manufacturing are watching very closely to see what happens with tax rates. Do the Trump tax cuts become permanent? That's going to be a really important question in 2025. And obviously, if we see low tax rates, relatively low tax rates at the corporate level, if we see capital gains tax rates remain relatively low, and if we also see interest rates continue falling, those are positive dynamics in 2025. Going into 2026, the biggest concern for supply chain businesses should be that there will be a review of the USMCA. This was part of the renegotiation to get the NAFTA treaty redone as the USMCA, is that there would be a review. And things like transshipments are likely to come under significant scrutiny by both the new incoming US president and the new incoming Congress. Again, that will happen in 2026. And I suspect there will be a significant pushback against specifically Chinese goods being transshipped through Mexico to avoid US tariffs, or Chinese goods being manufactured outright in Mexico, again, with the explicit intent of avoiding US tariffs. I expect in the review, we're going to see a big focus on that. So for companies in material handling and the supply chain, if they're tied to doing transshipments, they should be aware that there's probably a very quick ticking clock on those kinds of activities, at least in a tariff-free kind of way.
Thank you, Jason, for this very insightful look ahead. And thanks to you, our audience, for listening to this MHI cast featuring Jason Shanker. To learn more about the latest innovations in the supply chain space, make plans now to attend ProMat 2025 in Chicago from March 17th to 20th. Visit promatshow.com to learn more and register to attend. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.